Thank you for calling the Depo Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I was returning a call for the Depo Provera.
Sure. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria?
Then? Yes. Okay. Yes.
And have you started a claim with any other firm? Have you signed anything physically or electronically?
No, I have not.
Okay, and you'd be able to attest to that?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me go ahead and mark that here. Now, are you looking to file on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a loved one?
On behalf of myself.
Okay. So you were the one diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
And was that meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was meningioma brain.
Of the brain. Very sorry to learn that. What state are you in right now?
Grade one.
Ohio?
You say what state? I'm sorry, Louisiana.
Uh-huh. Oh, Louisiana. Okay. So you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then what date were you diagnosed?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes. What date were you diagnosed?
I'm sorry. December the 11th, 2021.
December 11th of 21. Okay. And then are you the only one that took the depo that ended up getting sick, or did any friends and family also take it and get sick, or not sure?
I'm not sure. I believe I was the only one. I'm not sure.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, this was the brand name, not the generic Depo Provera that you took for at least 1 year before getting diagnosed and at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, it was Depo Provera injection contraceptive by Pfizer.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And what year did you start using the product?
Yes, I started using... Let me go through my paperwork. Oh, God, I had a headache. I started using June 2014.
From June 2014 until...
Until April 2021.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Let me write that down. And will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your name spelled C-H-I-Q-U-I-T-A, last name B-L-A-C-K-M-O-R-E. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your email, I have KitaBlack2Ks@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then 504-472-7714 is your cell?
Yes, it is.
And then what would be the best mailing address for you?
2721 Concordia Drive, La Crosse, Louisiana.
Spell that, please.
2721 Concordia, C-O-N-C-O-R-D-I-A Drive, La Crosse, L-A-P-L-A-C-E, Louisiana. 70068.
Okay, and that's in St. John the Baptist Parish?
It is.
Now, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
Yes, it was myself.
You were the one injecting it, or was it a doctor or medical staff?
Well, I go to my doctor, yes, my doctor, okay. Dr. Gelman.
Perfect. Okay. And then about how many times would you say that you were injected altogether?
One time in 3 months. Every 3 months, one time.
Okay. So let me do some quick math. You took it from 21 to 14.
It was
so
almost
about 7 years. times four times a year. So around 28 times or so, somewhere around there, ballpark. Does that sound about right? Okay.
Yes, somewhere around there.
And what was the facility that you were going to get the shots?
Yes, it was Optional Medical Center in Kenner, Louisiana.
Let me see if I can find that here. And Ochsner is Ochsner?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Gelman?
Dr. Gelman. Spell out the last name, please.
G-E-L-M-E-N.
Perfect. Just want to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went, did you go to the one on Jefferson Highway in Jefferson, Louisiana?
No, Dr. Gelman, he's located 3555 Loyola Drive in Kenner, Louisiana, 70062.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Let me put that there.
Now, maybe he has several different offices. I'm not sure.
Sure. Sometimes doctors do, but I was just looking at the Ochsner Health Center. I know they have a couple different ones, but bear with me here. I just want to make sure that I plug in the correct info. And it looks like his practice is just called Dr. Gelman.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Okay, and let me plug that in and then bear with me here. And so there would have been no pharmacy because the doctor was giving you the shots, right? So let me plug that in here. Bear with me, I'm just going to copy and paste here. Now, when you were diagnosed, was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yes, it was through the MRI, the brain MRI, a blood test, and a biopsy.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Daniel Dennis, MD, at Optional Medical Center.
Daniel Dennis, D-A-N-I-E-L, and then D-E-N-N-I-S?
D-E-N-N-I-S.
Daniel Dennis, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just one N, it looks like then?
One N, yes, okay. Indeed.
And then the Ochsner, was it the one in Jefferson or Baton Rouge?
It was the one on Jefferson, 1516 Jefferson Highway.
I show 1514. Is that?
It could. Yeah, in New Orleans, 70121.
No, I show Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson Highway, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jefferson and New Orleans, it's actually Jefferson, but the zip code kind of calls it New Orleans. It's like
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense then. Let me put that in here. Oh, yeah, because it does have it Ochsner Medical Center of New Orleans, and then the address is in Jefferson. So you're right. It's on the border. Mm-hmm. It's a cool looking hospital, though, and it looks like it lights up at night. That's kind of neat.
Yes.
Let me put that here. with me? And it looks like Dr. Dennis is a neurosurgeon, right?
Yes.
And you didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis before taking?
No, sir.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments were you given?
Yes, I was given active monitoring, brain surgery, and steroids.
Brain surgery, okay. And then it was Dr. Dennis that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put this here. Dennis, MD. And then let me just kind of copy the other stuff. How's the weather there right now, by the way?
It's freezing cold.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Like single digits?
Well, I mean, for us here in Louisiana, it's freezing. It's like 30-something.
Oof, yeah, that is cold.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located?
We're in Southern California, so today it's like super, super windy. We're getting like 50-mile gusts. Like a, yeah,
yeah.
Like you try walking and you get pushed to the ground.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then let me go ahead and go to this next section real quick. And then this one just asks if you were hospitalized for the meningioma.
Yes, I did hospitalize for about 2 to 3 days, and then it was outpatient after that.
Okay. Roughly, what were the dates that you were there at the hospital?
Yes, the surgery date was July the 30th, 2022.
For a couple of days, so to like August 2nd or 3rd?
Yes, it's only been like 2 or 3 days. I have to look in the paperwork and see.
Okay.
But after that, it's outpatient.
Sure. So I'll just put 7:30 to 8:322 for now as a placeholder. And then you said you have copies of the records that you can send electronically that you're looking for.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to go back in. Right now, I'm currently out of town for work.
Okay. Not to worry.
Yeah.
That's fine. And we're just about done with this here. Just a couple more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to it here. What's your date of birth?
September 18, 1984. 9/18/84? Yes, sir.
And then the social?
Oh, my social? 437-57-6369.
Okay. And then the last thing we'd do is to do a e-signature. The system is capped on how many we can send out for the day, so I'm going to send it first thing tomorrow. We're 2 hours behind you. We get in the office at 8 a.m. our time, which is 10 a.m. your time. So by then, you should see a notification come in with the DocuSign to do electronically. But I also want to text you from my direct line right now just so you have my contact information. Let me just go ahead and text you here from my direct line. That way, if you have any questions or if you need to get a hold of me, that's my direct line as well. But let me just type this up here. Bear with me. I'm just going to say, hello, this is Emmanuel who helped with the intake. This is my direct line. And then if you could just confirm that you got that from me.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I will send that to you tomorrow first thing. It might have me just redo it on my own, and I'll just copy and paste into a new one. But I will send it to you, and then I'll send you a text or give you a call as soon as I send that out, just so I know that you got it, and then we can fill it out together. You're all set for now, okay? And then I'll be in touch with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night for now. Bye.